us. They outplayed us. They outcoached us. We've got to identify the problems and get them fixed. Winning the line of scrimmage was a challenge for us tonight consistently. And if you don't win the line of scrimmage, and that's a whole team thing, not just the O-line, D-line, but overall, we've got to do a better job up front, O-line and D-line, and then collectively as a team winning the line of scrimmage. So I thought Josh was moving off the spot quite a bit tonight, made some great plays doing that, but then it's just not the healthiest way to live back there. So, like I said, we'll make the adjustments we need to make. We got to make them quickly, and we move on from there. So I'll take your questions.
On first drive, you converted fourth and one, fourth and two at the 50. You decided to punt. What went into that decision, especially considering the last couple of games in similar situations, you had a lot of success?
Yeah, field position at that point. So we went for the fourth, and it was actually less than one. I know it was probably one on the scoreboard, but less than one felt like we had a pretty good chance inside of a yard there with Josh. And then the other one was fourth and two, and just shy of the 50 on our side a little bit there. So it felt like just the feel of the game at that point, it was too early to take that chance right there. But, I'll look back at that and evaluate like I do everything.
Along those same lines, fourth and one later in the first half, your side of the field. Also, at that point, though, your defense had been having a tough time getting stops. Why decide to punt it away in that situation?
Yeah, again, that was a full yard in that situation. Again, not giving away strategy and play type and everything. So it just felt like, again, what we're looking at in those situations early in the game, at least, was inside that yard right there. And that's what we had, and that's why we went for it.
Felt like you guys were building momentum on the second half offensively. Call that trick play after the touchdown on first down. Can you take me through that, the decision to make that call there?
Yeah, I think that's something Joe and I will talk about and something we'll learn from there. And we'll move forward off of it. But certainly a momentum change right there.
Sean, 87-yard touchdown for them to start the game. From your view, could you see, was it a schemed-up well call, or did you guys miss something there?
Well, a little bit of both. Schemed-up well, yes, because they executed, and we really didn't even touch the running back. And, they ran what we call a wham against our three technique there. And we've got to be in better position and I know we've done that before, so that's something, one of the things right away we'll learn from.
Sean, you got a chance in the fourth quarter, first play, to make it a two-possession game with Tyler. He's wide left, not particularly close. You've been steadfast in your confidence in him all along here, but when you need a kick and he doesn't come through, at what point does that confidence begin to waver?
Well, we are confident in Tyler. He made a good kick earlier in the game. Does he need to make that kick? Absolutely. And he'll continue to work on those. So we've got a lot of areas to improve on, that being one of them. And like I said, we fly back. We're starting to work on them right away.
What did they do defensively to put so much pressure on Josh Allen?
Well, I think it was a combination of four-man rush and then some pressure, some blitzing as well. Seemed like we were getting... we could not get into a rhythm enough offensively, and then in particular in the high red, some of the fringe area, they were either pressuring or getting pressure with their four, and some of the drives that we did have, in fact, were stalling out there.
Keon had one in the first half, looked like maybe went through his hands that he probably wants back, but he did make a couple of tough contested catches in the second half. What did you take away from his game?
Yeah, he's learning. He's learning, and he's new to the NFL, new to how physical the game is out on the perimeter. The Ravens corners play physical and they friction and they make it tough. They're sticky out there, and I thought he made some real good contested catches in the second half for sure.
Sean, the trick play that Joe calls out of the box like that, is that something that gets discussed prior to where, hey, this drive, if I can look, I might go to this play as opposed to just calling straight offensive normal plays?
Most of the time not. Most of the time it's during the week we talk about it. So again, that's something that Joe and I will discuss at length, and I'm sure he wants that call back. I do as well, and we'll learn from that and move forward.
What went into the decision to go with three linebackers
kind of in the second quarter there?
Well, personnel. When they were in a certain personnel group, we played more of a bigger lineup than being in nickel.
They worked the screen game quite often tonight. How did you feel your linebackers fared in defending against those plays?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I don't want to single out a certain position, but overall as a defense, when you're talking about draws, screens, those types of things, we got to do a better job of feeling the game and the indicators and the keys. I didn't think we did a good enough job overall as a defense in that regard.
Sean, what happened there with Connor when it seems like he was back out, what was kind of the dialogue with that?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously with the injury, he was spotted from above and was pulled out. And then it was our understanding that he was cleared, which to my knowledge was the case. I'm not sure exactly what went on. There was seemingly a disconnect between above and then what was going on the field in that situation. So that's why we were a little bit at a loss at that point. So that's my understanding at this point.
Sean, any game you lose, you got to come back from. This is a rare thing. You guys don't usually lose. It's been 3 years since you lost by more than a touchdown. Is it different? Do you approach it differently because of the way this game went than just if you lost a close game?
Not necessarily. I think it's important early in the year that we're consistent in our approach, that I'm consistent for the guys in that locker room and the staff. That said, there's enough that's going to take me. It's an hour plane ride home. I wish it was a 5-hour plane ride because I'd have enough time to find all the things that we need to work on. So it just wasn't up to our standard tonight. And I say that in the way of, we have to do things better fundamentally, execution wise. And it's not just one position. We as a collective, as a team, have to fundamentally do a better job and physically do a better job.
Sean Henry ended up with almost 200 rushing yards. What made him specifically so hard for you guys to stop tonight?
Well, when you give up the first run, you know, he's running downhill the rest of the night, basically. And so, point of attack defense, gap integrity. He's a good running back and a heck of a player, future Hall of Famer. Give him his credit. Adjustments. We've got to find the problems from today, from tonight, and make them quick here. All right, thank you. Thank you.